Hey UVH fam, it's Nick with Us Versus Herd. What I want to talk about is one of the worst things that can happen to you as an options trader, and that is blowing up your account. And I know that you don't want it to happen, but it happens to almost every single trader. You know, you start out trading, you're like, okay, I'm gonna be careful, I'm gonna make some money, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. But at some point in time, your ideas kind of drift off and you have a great idea that doesn't pan out and you blow up your account. And what happens is it's very discouraging, and I haven't actually spoke on this before, but it happens to a lot of people, especially beginner traders that are just trying to figure things out. Maybe they don't want a paper trade yet, or maybe you don't want a paper trade yet because you want to have some skin in the game. You want to be real because you say, hey, every time I paper trade, it works out. And then every time that I trade with my own account, it never works out. And why is that? And that is something that you need to figure out for yourself. Trading is also about discipline and mentality. It's not always about numbers in the charts making sense. It's about you as a person and seeing what you'll do in certain situations, stressful situations, or if you're up a lot of money, are you a greedy person? You know, it really depends on what type of person you are, and also being disciplined in taking profits and also cutting losses. And what happens to a lot of new traders is they get a little taste of success. So they start to win and then they start to make some money. And so they start thinking to themselves like, hey, if I just made 50% with $100, why can't I make 50% with $500? And then I could make another 50%. I could take the $500, make another 50%. But by the month's end, I'm going to be up $5,000. If I have $5,000, I could be up $20,000 next month, and I can just keep snowballing it and snowballing it and snowballing it. And as any experienced trader knows, that's not how a growing your account works. The way to grow your account is consistent wins the same time over a period of time. It's not big wins and big losses. If you're having big wins and big swings in your P&L, you're going to take big hits, which could take you down to zero. You know, looking at like FedEx today, you know, especially around earnings time, what happened is people put too much on the line. They put 100% of their account on the line, which I highly don't recommend. And the reason for that is because if the trade goes against you, how are you going to trade again? You know, capital, money, is the blood of your account, your lifeline. You need money to continue. So I always think to myself before I put a trade on, if I put this trade on, will I be able to trade again? Will I be able to trade again tomorrow if I do this trade? If the answer is no, if this trade goes against me, the trade is no, maybe that trade's not for you. Maybe that's too much risk. If you have $100 in your account and you're deploying 100% of that every time, and you're like, well, Nick, I can't afford to trade Apple, I can't afford to trade Nvidia with a $100 account, then you're not supposed to. You're gonna have to be trading GE, you're gonna be trading Snap, you're gonna have to be trading Groupon, single digits to like $10 to $15 stocks. You're not gonna be trading $100, $200, $300 stocks. I'll tell you that right now. So what happens around earnings time, you know, people start to gamble and they start to wager basically their accounts, which is, you know, might as well just go to Vegas, put it all on black or put it on red and hope for the best. And if you are willing to do that with your hard-earned money, then don't expect you to make consistent profits or grow your account over time. But we're not going to get into that. I want to talk about what to do if you blow up your account. And I know it's super discouraging. I've blown up my account couple times, you know, starting because it happens when you're figuring things out as a trader. It happens. You don't think it's going to happen to you, but it does happen to you. And what I've seen over the last few years, people coming and going out of the UVH fam, and just overall experience, just a couple people type of people that I've met, people that who just they blew up their account and they just quit right away. They're like, I'm done. I'm never touching this again. I'm done. Then there's another type of person that says, no, I got to figure this out. This is what I want to do. I need to figure out what my mistakes were and push forward, persevere. Because most likely starting out as a trader, you're not going to have a green year the first year. And if you do, you know, congratulations, you beat the odds. You might have struggled for the first 3-6 months, but if you come out green, congratulations. But most people, their first year is a disaster. They lose money, they're red. Second year, they might even lose money their second year. Third year, you know, they're probably going to be green if they stick with it the third year. And trading is no different than anything else. Going to school, starting a business, starting a job, you got to work your way up. Don't think that you could just sit down, make money without spending time on the charts, without dedicating time to studying different indicators, studying support and resistance, whether it's you like the SMA, you like RSI, MACD, whatever works. You know, you have to figure out a formula that works for you. That's why you can't just follow any, you know, stock guru out there and copy them, because they don't have the same personality as you. They don't have the same risk profile as you. You have to develop one that fits yourself. You can't just copy someone else's trades and think you're going to be profitable because they're profitable, right? Because they're a different person. They calculate risk differently. They have different amount of money. They're trading different stocks. They view things differently than you do. You know, you have to figure out what gives yourself the edge. Every person has their own vision or their own market that they do well in or excel in, whether you're selling premium, buying premium, you know, doing iron condors or earnings plays, or not doing earning plays, trading after earnings. You know, you have to look back and think what you did successful. If you blew up your account, you have to think about what you did successful. Now, if you blew up your account and you say, I quit, I'm never touching this again, then options trading is definitely not for you, because options trading, it takes a person that's willing to persevere, a person who's willing to work through the pain, a person who's willing to do whatever it takes to be successful. And that's where you'll find success. When it hurts the most is where you will find success. It'll push you to the edge. You'll not want to do it. But because you believe in yourself and you believe that you can make money from this and you could believe you could profit for the long term, you know, think about this. For 2 or 3 years worth of pain, you can profit for the rest of your life. You know, unlike any other job, when you get old, they let you go. Trading options, you can literally do this when you're retired. You can do this when you're young. You can do this, you know, you don't even have to have legs or arms or a disability. It doesn't matter. The market doesn't care. They just want to, you just have to put the time in and be good enough to find your edge and profit from that. So if you're gonna quit, just quit now. If you think that you're gonna quit, just quit. If you can't handle it, just quit. It's not for you. Options trading is hard. It's starting a business. It's a business. You're an entrepreneur. Your bank account, your capital, you have to protect it at all costs. That's your lifeline. Without that, you're not going to make it. You're not going to be able to do any trades. You're not going to be able to make money. If you have no money, you can't make any more money. You can't deploy more capital. So, you know, as a trader, I definitely recommend not deploying more than 10% or even 20% of your account one time, because if a trade goes against you, you need to play some defense. Maybe you average down. If you're in a credit spread or an iron condor, maybe you roll one side, and you have to be able to defend yourself, because the market is just not going to be like, okay, here's some free money. Here's some free money. You know, money for you, money for you, money for you. No, they're going to want you to fight for that money. You're going to put a trade on. Sure, you can learn what works for you and what the highest probability is for you to profit. But at the end of the day, the market does what the market does, and you may get blindsided by something. We're always blindsided by something, and we have to do something to defend our account. And if that's just cutting your losses and moving on, it is what it is. But you want to be able to have capital to move on from. You don't want to just put all your eggs in one basket and then something in the news happens and you're wiped out in 30 seconds. You know, and it doesn't matter what account size you have, because it can happen to anybody. Whether you have $1 million account, $100 account, a $500,000 account, it can happen at any size. You know, the risk doesn't change. It's all about percentages. If you're risking 50, 75, 100% of your account, you're at a very high risk of losing your account. So if you're going to quit, just quit. But if you're willing to work through it, persevere, and refund your account, you're able to work through it. Now, if you keep putting in $100 and losing that $100, putting in $100, losing $100, you know, I definitely recommend starting out with at least $1,000 to $2,000. That way, if you're deploying, you know, let's say 10% of your account, you're able to come back for that. But if you're putting in $100 and keep funding $100 each time, just save up for $1,000 or $2,000 and fund it once and work your way through it that way. You know, don't just keep funding small amounts, because you're going to be forced to make certain trades. You're not going to be able to make the best decisions, and you're also not going to be able to take advantage of different opportunities as they occur. You're going to be tying up capital and not going to be able to release capital when you want to take a new position. You might actually have to sell something that's possibly in a losing position for you to find a better opportunity, versus if you have money in your account and you see an opportunity, you could just take advantage of that because you have the cash on the side waiting to take advantage of an opportunity like that. So, you know, I don't want this video to be, you know, a discouragement to you. Definitely reach out in the comments to let me know what your thoughts are. I want this to be an encouragement. I'm not saying you should quit. I'm just saying that you need to truly believe in yourself and believe in what you're doing to be successful. And that goes for anything. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're trading options. It doesn't matter if you're starting a new business. It doesn't matter if you're trying to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. It always starts with you believing that you're able to do it and seeing through it till you're successful. And it's gonna hurt. It's gonna be long nights. You're gonna have pain. You're gonna cry. You're gonna wish that never, certain things never happen, especially like if you blow up your account, you're gonna wish that never happened, but it did. So what can you do? You need to learn from it, move on. Learn from it and take those experiences and develop a trading plan and write down what worked, what didn't work, and build from it. You know, you wanna focus on your wins, you wanna focus on your losses. Learn from both of them. You need to learn from your wins, learn from your losses, and figure out what you do best. Figure out where your strengths are. Figure out where your weaknesses are. So I don't want to be too redundant here, but I just wanted to have some encouragement to you. If you are in a position where you're feeling down and out, you can push through it. If you believe in this, if you believe this is something that you want to do with your life, you can do it. Just set your mind to it. I believe in you. As always, stay safe, stay green. It's Us versus Herd.